Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
So Christian Horner has been dismissed and replaced as the Red Bull team principal. His departure comes just 17 months after he was accused by a female colleague of inappropriate behaviour, but he was twice exonerated of the claims by Formula One's team's parent company, Red Bull. The host of the What's Trending in F1 podcast, Elaine Power, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Elaine, I'm a relatively new convert to Formula One in recent years, thanks to Netflix Drive to Survive. I know that this is big news today. Was it expected?
No, this is, I've written in my notes, huge shock, biggest shock of the season. So Christian Horner has been at the helm of Red Bull for 20 years. He's been there since the beginning. So since Red Bull joined Formula One in 2005, he's arguably one of the most successful team principals in the sport, at least in the recent past. So under his management, they've won 6 constructors' titles, 8 drivers' titles, and they've won the last 4 drivers' championships. As you said, there has been some controversy of late, but it kind of seemed like they'd weathered that storm and Christian was staying. This is huge news.
Yeah. Why today, if it wasn't expected?
So I've been trying to see, no reasons have been given. That's the first thing. So I was watching a couple of clips, and former racing driver and Sky pundit Martin Brundle, he was talking on TV this morning, and he would be friendly with Christian Horner. He said he messaged Christian Horner to sort of say, you know, can I chat to you before I go on TV so that I'm not saying anything that I shouldn't be saying, etc. And Christian Horner just responded and said that he hadn't been given a reason for his sacking. The press release that Red Bull released also doesn't give a reason. It just sort of thanks him for his service, talks about how important he is, as you know, within the history of the team, how great he's been for the team. My guess would be that the reason that he has been fired right at this moment is ultimately because the team has been in a decline in terms of their poor performance. So last year, the last 4 years, Max Verstappen has won the world championship, but Max is currently in third place. And it's not because Max has lost his edge as a driver. Max is a phenomenal driver. It's that his car is no longer performing. The team then in the constructors, so in Formula One, there's a driver's championship and a constructor's championship. Mm. So the constructors is for, you know, for the team. So the teams can kind of rank where they are. And the team is in fourth place and there's no hope of them getting ahead of any of the other teams. Max is also carrying the team because whatever way they've developed the current car, Max appears to be the only person that can drive it. So they keep trying to put someone into the second seat, but that those people are, you know, barely getting anywhere and getting no points. And they've also, in probably the last 2 years, had a number of high-profile exits from the engineering side. So their previous sporting director, Jonathan Wheatley, he left and moved to another team. Adrian Newey, who is was their chief technical officer, he's largely responsible for this generation of the phenomenal cars that Max had been driving. He left and went to Aston Martin. They also lost another designer in 2023, and he went to McLaren.
So there's been a whole host of... Okay. And what does it mean, Elaine, for Formula One? Like, what is the knock-on, if any, impact of his departure today?
They've already replaced him. So they've put in Lawrence Meeks, who was... So in Formula One, the majority of the teams, they all operate separately. But Red Bull have 2 teams. Like, the Red Bull parent company have 2 teams within the championship, which is unusual. So they have Red Bull and then they have the Racing Bulls. So there is a team principal. Their idea with the Racing Bulls is kind of getting a feeder system into the better team. So kind of bringing the younger drivers in, getting them to see what it's like to be in a Formula One team. But that appears to have also worked for the team principal. So they've taken the team principal from that team who is now taking over. And that team's actually performing pretty well with the car that they have. The conversation that's happening at the moment is, so if I'd woken up this morning and you had said to me, you're coming on to talk about the fact that Max Verstappen has left the team and gone to a different team, I would have said, oh yeah, okay. So there's been a lot of speculation recently that Max is going to leave the team. Does this now mean that Max is staying, or has Max decided he's leaving and then they got rid of Christian as well? We don't know. Like, ultimately, the show will go on. They will put someone else in. But I think they need to be putting someone in who can perform and turn Red Bull around, because Red Bull are not performing well.
I sort of feel that Formula One, and I presume it's thanks to the Netflix Drive to Survive series, which has been released now over the past couple of years, probably in more recent years, maybe 5 or 6 years, but it has now transcends from the sports realm into sort of everyday pop culture. A lot of people will know Christian Horner. He is married to former Spice Girls star Jerry Halliwell, and Alexandra Ryan, founder of Goss.ie, is on the line, because Ali, I feel you're probably like me, you're probably a relatively new convert to Formula One.
I actually have been into Formula One for years.
Oh, sorry.
I'm really into Formula One.
Well,
no,
I know.
I'm actually really into it.
I know.
I just recently started actually going to the Grand Prix.
Well,
so
that's what I've missed, yeah.
Yeah. So I would have grown up in a house where, like, we watched it. You know, my dad was a Michael Schumacher fan. We used to watch the Grand Prix on Sundays. He actually used to go to the Grand Prix as well. But then obviously through, like, my 20s, I wasn't really bothering with it. And it was Drive to Survive that really pushed me back into it again. And you do get involved. And the reason that Netflix show is so popular, especially for anyone listening that hasn't watched it, you really start to understand the mechanics of what goes on behind the scenes. And one of the big things they explore in the show is the relationship between the team principals and the drivers. So, for example, that would be Max Verstappen and Christian Horner. And what I would say is I'm actually not surprised that Christian is gone. I was in Silverstone over the weekend and there was so much talk about it. And there's a lot of rumours that Christian, and in particular Max's father, Jos Verstappen, who also was a really famous Dutch Grand Prix driver, do not get on. And when the sexting scandal first came out, that you mentioned at the start, his dad came out and said he cannot continue with the team. He was very loud about it and did not want him to stay. Obviously, he then got cleared, but there's been very clear tensions between them. And as Elaine was mentioning there, there's rumours that Max is going to move to Mercedes. There's been rumours that Christian is going to become the team principal of Ferrari. This sort of conversation has been going around for weeks. And Max didn't have a great day at Silverstone. I saw it firsthand. He did come in second. He was on pole, but he didn't have a great day. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were arguments around the day. And from what I've heard and from what I think it may have been it's me or him, and Christian is now gone. So I would say Max is actually staying at Red Bull and Christian is going elsewhere. That's what I think. And from the show as well, the team principals, and he's obviously the CEO of Red Bull Racing as well, right? So Christian is the only person in history who's ever run this team, a very successful team.
A 20-year tenure is some term.
Huge. And he's such a character on the show. And Jerry Halliwell comes into the show as well.
Yeah.
Their scandal was a huge storyline in the most recent series as well. So I don't think he's gone. I'd say he may move to another team. But I genuinely feel that this is the way they've secured Max to stay on, because it just doesn't make sense otherwise. And we're so mid-season as well. I mean, to appoint someone else as the CEO this quickly in the space of 24 hours, just 3 days after Silverstone, it's a very strange decision. So it does sound like to me there was it's me or him, or there was a potential move that got changed last minute. Something definitely has happened in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I know a lot of people have, maybe not religiously, but on and off, certainly watched that Netflix programme, and it has changed the typical audience of Formula One.
Well, now they say that 40% of all Formula One viewers are women. Like, that was never the case before. I think it was 5% before. So there's so many more women going to the Grand Prix now, which is incredible. And you're right, it is bringing it into pop culture. And, you know, at Silverstone in particular, over 500,000 people were there. There were a lot of celebrities and influencers. And it's bringing in women who maybe weren't into it before. And from my perspective, going to the Grand Prix, because, you know, like, most guys will have football or whatever. Like,
it's
girls
a good
don't
crack.
Really have too much stuff. It's such good crack. And not only that, it's a really safe and nice environment. The sort of people that are into the Grand Prix are very nice, and everyone is chatting about the sport and talking about the engines. But I've been in conversations with groups of girls, you know, talking about the tyre pressure and are the roads wet? And like, we were standing in the lashing rain at Silverstone when some guys were running in to get cover, but we were out there for it. So it's an amazing sport to get into. And I think Drive to Survive has been a brilliant reason to get in, but also the personalities. So for me, Christian would be a massive loss on the series.
He's a big feature. He certainly is a big feature on the programme. Just finally, Elaine, on that, I mean, it's an incredible stat Alexandra Ryan mentioned with regards to the number of new female supporters.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And within that, the 16 to 24-year-old demographic is the fastest growing. But look, the sport has everything. Charles Leclerc, who's a Ferrari driver, he jokingly referred to himself and the fellow drivers as the Kardashians of Formula One at one point. But it does have everything, like fast cars, like the
celebrities, tons of money,
yeah,
really glam, party central.
100%.
Sign
there's off-track gossip,
yeah,
romances, F1 dogs. It has absolutely everything. And even the teams have a really good social media presence. And I'm very jealous. I do follow Ali on social media and I'm very jealous and I live vicariously through her.
Yeah, I was watching All Right. That's why I thought, Ali, you were new to it. But I was watching you at Silverstone All Right over the weekend. Elaine Power from the What's Trending in Formula One podcast, founder of Goss.ie, Alexander Ryan. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.